Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
How do you pronounce his last name?
Zaidi.
Yeah, that's what he's getting. Add an A-N in front of that. He's giving me anxiety, whatever his name is.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Where was I?
I guess I was out. Evan's been doing a lot of stuff without us, so that was probably, you know, when he was on somewhere else. Right. We love you.
Hey, there is one thing. I wanted to get into this, and I'm going to come at it from a little different angle. And it is about Steph Curry. So as we all know, Curry signed a one-year extension. He's going to be in a Warrior uniform for 2026 and 2027.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about this. While on the one hand, it's an absolute no-brainer for Steph to take that 1 year at $62
million. All right.
The reality is, if it's another kind of superstar, I don't think he takes it. And here's what I mean. So Steph Curry could have said, I'm good right now. I'll wait 1 year for my extension, and then I'll get 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If Steph Curry does that, and we head into the year, and he's got two more years left in his deal, and the season starts moving along, and the Warriors aren't very good, at that point, we were all thinking, boy,
he might get up out of here.
Steph could really apply some pressure onto this organization. But by signing that now, to me, it's a signal that, hey, look, I don't expect this thing to be turned around in the snap of a finger. I'm smart enough to know that it's hard to catch lightning in a bottle. But I feel like Mike Dunleavy and Joe Lacob are working hard to try to get this thing back on track. And you know what? I don't really want to go anywhere. I trust them to do their best. There's no guarantees I'm going to win a fifth anyway. So I'm going to take that year, which makes sense anyway. I'm going to take that year, and I'm now under contract for 3 years, and it nothing feels like urgent. Like it has to happen in a week now. So you got 3 more years. You wait and see what you got, maybe halfway through the year. But you don't have to worry about Steph Curry wanting to get up on out of here. He's made it clear that all things being equal, he wants to be here, and he's under contract for 3 more years.
Yeah, but I again, not you know, it's Chef Curry on minds all day. But he did say what he said in Las Vegas, and you still can cause a stink with the volume and the weight that his voice and his words carry. So if this, shout out Curry, but if this were to get really funky, Steiny, and it was really bad, we know it's not, oh, you can't do anything. Steph Curry letting you know he's unhappy, some things could be done before 3 years, if you know what I mean.
Well, but I also think by him signing that,
he's saying he won't do that?
Well, not necessarily, but what he's saying is, I'm not going to put so much pressure on the organization that I'm expecting them, and they feel like we got to win 58 games in a year. Because I'm just telling you, like, I don't, like, LeBron does not like to be under contract for a lot of years, unless it's kind of like his first deal out of place. But he does that on purpose so that he can strategically use those opt-outs to put pressure on the Lakers.
I was talking to our guy, and you're going to be like, oh, who are you talking to? Our guy, Sheed, from Warriors World, down. I'm getting ready for the draft tomorrow. And I mean what I'm about to tell you, and I said it this morning. I've been thinking about this Steph Curry contract, all that he's meant. He's our Michael Jordan, and I just want to tell people and him, Steiny, I am going to enjoy Steph Curry hopefully for the next 5 years, but the rest of his career, knowing time waits for no one and it flies. And I'll never forget Kobe was gone and it felt like, okay, where'd the time go? Same with Jordan. But I'm going to savor every second of Steph Curry. And that's why I think I've been doing, I know you don't care, this is random, I've been going down these rabbit holes on YouTube watching these games when he scored 50 at the Garden early before he was those games, Donnie, like.
So it sounds like you're enjoying the past.
No, but no, there were no playoffs.
they lost that game.
They did. But my point is, he's something we'll never see again.
Well, then enjoy him and don't look at his highlights.
No, I'm looking at this year. We're going to have trouble basketball because you're going to be like, Guru, give me something, and I'm going to be fence-sitting, but it's not sitting. I'm going to be fence-siding. I'm going to be watching, Steiny, because I don't know what they're going to be. And part of me is excited, and the other part is scary. What if Wiggins is the same Wiggins? Okay. What if Draymond is the same Dre and Pods doesn't take the jump, but he's still okay? But to me, I'm just giving you this real quick. Jonathan Kuminga is the key. If they're going to even make the playoffs, not play in, Kuminga's got to be Ramos made All-Star. He's got to be like, oh, man, he's got to make an All-Star. That's how important this first half is for me, the Warriors, and Kuminga. I'm putting it at his doorstep, Steiny. It's real, man. It ain't melting. It ain't slow-mo. And they got Rolls and Buddy Hield. It is Jonathan effing Kuminga. And, Steiny, there's no way in hell, real quick, I'm letting it all out, they're going to give that man that contract when they can watch him. Why would you do that?
Well, I'll put it the other way. If the Warriors have decided they're not going to pay him, then that means they don't think he's going to be the player you need him to be this year.
But what if he has that year that I'm saying you kind of give yourself a buffer of, oh, now we'll smile while we give you that.
And
that's what I'm saying. There's no loss in that.
You think Kuminga will attack the year with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind if he's playing on $7 million? See, all these things go into team building.
So are you likening that to Brandon Ayuk or no? Because he said, I'm not doing that, and I'm going to cause a ruckus.
Well, it's different in basketball.
Wow.
It's different. I mean, he's got a guaranteed contract.
And Ayuk made it all pro.
Or for this season and next season. Oh, no, I'm sorry, just for this
season. Yeah, that's what I'm like. Why would you do it? If you're the Warriors, forget feelings, Donnie.
Because they think he's good. They think he can get better. And they think if they wait a year, they'll have to pay him more.
But wouldn't that be a better more than paying, and then he doesn't take those steps, and you're like, oh, man, what did we do? That's just me.
Well, they paid Jordan Poole.
And I know nobody wants to hear it. It wasn't even about basketball.
Well, I don't get it.
I would rather pay more for Jonathan Kuminga after he showed me, look what I can do.
I don't think he's going to have that year if you don't show him the money.
Then you're between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah, they're coming out of a dynasty.
Well, hold on. That's why I keep bringing up Ayuk. That's what I felt you on that. I don't want him around if he's playing on 14. But I don't think you can worry about feelings like that.
Okay.
When $180 million is possible, $200 is on the table.
So what do you want him to do?
I don't want to finesse the situation. Talk to Jonathan like, hey, this is a big year. We got confidence in you. Like, you're laughing.
I am laughing.
But we would be dumb to give you that bread early and be disappointed. Okay. Right. Now, I would love to overpay
Let me be Jonathan.
Okay.
You tell me how are you going to finesse?
Hey, Jonathan. Hey, come in my
office. You want to finesse this. Okay. And I'm Jonathan Kuminga.
Hey,
what's up? All right. Yes.
Hey, we had a bad year last year. The team didn't make the playoffs. Yeah. But this year, you see the guys come in. We got Melton, Slow-Mo, Buddy Hield. I just want to let you know, Jonathan, you are a big part of this year and your contract.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that after this season because I know you are, and I'll contact you. Yeah, we'll talk
about I'm eligible for an extension right now.
Yeah, and why you're in the office, Jonathan, is we're going to see what happens this year. And then we'll work that out.
You haven't seen enough from me?
Well, Jay, you know, things have changed. You know, Clay's no longer here. You're going to have a bigger role. We'll guarantee you that. You're going to have more shots. Well, you're going to have more minutes than you ever have.
Then give me an extension.
Jonathan, we're tight right now.
It's not
going to
work.
Jonathan, we're tight. Money is funny right now. We cannot break you off 200 M's.
Really?
Or 180.
I just saw that this organization's worth $7 billion.
Yeah, you did. And you saw Steph get $62.6 million.
It's not going to work.
So you're saying he's in control. He's Janet Jackson. Kuminga.
I'm saying.
If he plays the no, and we might get back.
Well, what kind of person has he been for his career?
He goes runs to, he'll go tell it. He will go tell it.
Okay. You ready to take that chance?
I think I'm ready to do that, then pay 180.
Viral.
180.
You know, and I've said this a lot.
Honestly, man.
When you're in the position the Warriors are in, I don't think there's a good decision either way.
Damn. When you say something like that just in life, either way.
It isn't. I mean, whoever the guys were, okay, the Detroit Pistons, they give Cade Cunningham the max. Okay. I don't know how they feel about it, but if they think he's going to be a superstar, then you just do it, and it's a good move. But who is Jonathan Kuminga?
Like somebody you're worried about his mentals if you don't exercise or give him that new deal early.
Give him a new deal then. How do you feel about it?
I would be doing it for the wrong reasons is all that I'm trying to convey to you.
Exactly. There's no right decision here.
See, I promise you, you've given me something in my life, I'll tell my kids, I never want to be in a situation where there's no right decision. That's stress.
Well, right decision. That's all.
I would rather deal with him being upset, going out, taking it out on opposing teams, than us giving him 180 or 200 and feeling disappointed.
Okay.
With Jordan Poole, right? They gave him the benefit of the doubt, even though he got hit, and I believe that had a lot to do with his regression. That happened. Wiggins, I know they regret it.
Of course.
So,
how about Draymond?
I think that doesn't.
That's my point with Draymond. I would have said, I'm going to try this thing without you, Draymond. We're going to try this without you.
Man.
That wouldn't necessarily have been the right decision.
But you could have made the playoffs without him.
But you made it. But you make that decision. And then you're prepared to play without your best defensive
this
player.
This is fascinating. We keep talking about IU. I'm curious to see how the Warriors move forward with JK. How do you tell him or his representatives, hey, just hit the pause. We'll get back to you next year.
You say hit the pause. Like, I'm not saying it's easy, but, like, that's what you got away. What's Jonathan Kuminga going to be like if he doesn't get an extension and a bunch of guys in his class got an extension, but all the while my organization's telling me I'm really important, but not important enough to give me a contract this year?
Let me tell you something that I heard yesterday.
I'd rather move
him. You're on fire. This is just, I'm not comparing Jonathan Kuminga to Dak Prescott, but Dak Prescott said something to me yesterday, Stoney, that was so profound. And the reporters had the mic, reporters in his face, and Jerry basically said, if you see no deal, there's no deal. I'm paraphrasing. They went back to Dak to get a response to that. And the Clarence Hill Jr. asked, if you don't get a deal done this year before the season, how do you take that? And he said, I take that at, those are words saying, you're not our guy.
Okay.
And I just thought, like, damn, how real is it in the field? If you can do things, Donnie, and don't even have to have a conversation with the other party, but the lack of the offer is saying it all. They don't believe in me. And I was just like, well, damn. But guess what he's going to do in a week? Go take snaps and try to win football games, knowing the whole while they don't believe in him.
How long has Prescott been in the league?
About 8 years.
Right. He's already been paid big once, right?
Yeah.
So he is been in the league 8 years. See, to me, I look at that guy and say he's smart enough to know. You know what? They don't want him. They still don't believe in him. Okay. A guy like Dak Prescott,
because he's been paid. I think he can say that.
But also, now he knows the game of, if I have a big year.
Oh, the lines around the corner.
Right. And he's 30 years old now.
Kirk Cousins and Dak have made more money. This is a nugget. But anyway, Stoney, they're second to none in regard to the money they made the last seven seasons quarterback in the NFL. And either one of them's been close to a Super Bowl. I'll just leave that there.
Stoney from Yellow Jacket, if you don't pay Kuminga, who are you saving your money for?
It's not,
somebody other than Kuminga.
No doubt. It's about the bad investment that would be if you bet on JK and he didn't show you something. You don't just spend to spend.
He hasn't shown enough to be a $40 million player.
He'll be in your starting lineup.
Maybe.
Because Scotty Barnes, I'm being real, to what he got.
Scotty Barnes is better than Kuminga.
No doubt. Cade Cunningham.
Better than Kuminga.
And Wagner.
Better than Kuminga. They're all better all-around players. You know what, though? You're right. I mean, Kuminga's probably a better dunker than those guys.
I'm not even bringing that up.
I mean, I don't, like...
Like, people could come down all the talking heads' road about Kuminga. The Warriors are going to answer our question for us.
Exactly. You're right. They are.
And if Kuminga somehow is not what we need him to be, oh, my God, Stoney, then it's really bad as far as the future. Like, there's a lot of pressure on Kuminga,
The future is iffy regardless. I mean, the idea of you pay Kuminga, and now then he plays without Steph Curry. What is Kuminga without?
Well, you hope that's at least 3 years, Stoney. So you hope by then he's polished. He's a problem. I'm being serious.
You agree with me? You wouldn't play. You wouldn't pay him.
And I mean that. But we're gonna find out.
Yeah, and you know what? The Warriors may end up paying him, but it doesn't mean he's part of their future. They might just pay him to pay him, and then they'll trade him, just like they did with Poole.
His life, Mike is telling me Guru wanted to dump JK for Lord Lowry. Feels like Stoney's been saying Kuminga. No, that didn't happen. I'm rooting for JK. I just, like you said, Stoney, I don't think he's worth 40 right now. Now, what's your verbal game like to not have him pissed off, but still put his best foot forward and show him that he's worth it?
I don't see an easy answer for the Warriors with Jonathan Kuminga. The only thing whatever the Warriors do, it's going to the only guy that can make them look good is Kuminga.
You're right.
He's the only guy who can make the Warriors look good.
How confident are you in that statement alone just by itself? Think about it.
Yeah, I am. Thinking about what?
That statement, as far as he goes, they go.
No, I didn't say that.
But it feels like it.
I didn't say that.
Yeah. That's how
as Kuminga goes, the Warriors go?
Yeah,
no.
As far as making a jump or changing their trajectory.
Well, I was just talking about him earning the contract money that he gets, if he gets it.
Well,
I mean, I just...
He's a big part, man.
I just...
23, 25 points a game is needed, man. Eight rebounds, Donnie.
Well, he doesn't do that.
But I hope he's in the lab doing that now. Forget the dunks.
I think most scouts will tell you that guys who rebounded in college or rebounded when they were younger tend to rebound at the pro level, but it's a hard skill to get better at, noticeably.
And, wow, I'll say this to that. I read the piece on Anthony Slater's piece with Pods, which was I loved it. He said, they told me to let it fly 8 to 9 times. I'm thinking if I'm Kuminga reading that, well, how many did I go up? Because he'll shoot a 3, but Stani, it's a must that he gets better and improve at his 3-point shooting.
Priest. Yeah. Hey, Priest is in Palo Alto. What's up, Priest? How you doing? He's going to disagree that those guys are better than Kuminga. What's up, Priest?
Okay. How you guys doing, man?
All right, baby. Good to hear from you.
Listen. Yeah, appreciate you, man. Listen. Cade Cunningham is not better than Kuminga. I watch Cade Cunningham a lot. A lot. He turns the ball over like a madman. He cannot defend. Now, he can shoot the 3, but his passing skills are questionable as well. Cade Cunningham needs a point guard because he ain't one. Cade Cunningham is a 2 or 3. He's a tweener, and he can play. Don't get me wrong. He ain't better than I would not take him over Kuminga on any team. No.
Just hypothetically, you don't think the Warriors would trade Kuminga for Cade Cunningham?
I don't think so. It depends on what the team and what the team needs.
You know
what I mean?
That's fair.
So it could be a team that would, but I wouldn't. Yeah, Kuminga, let me tell you, and I hear you saying this about Kuminga a lot, and I'm just trying to tell you, man, they will rule the day they trade that kid. Regret it.
Is there any chance they could rule the day they pay him $45 million?
Assignments. Guys like him are getting that all day, every day.
That's a lot, though.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you. I tell you who Kuminga is better than now than when he was this age. Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown couldn't shine Kuminga's shoes at 21 years old. And look at him now. It's about the work you put in, man. It's all about the work you put in and how much time, what teams will allow you to, how they will allow you to grow.
Okay, Priest, real quick, I got to ask you this. Again, I know you'll keep it real. If you were talking to Kuminga right now, what would you tell him to work on? What is his game lacking? That's what I want to hear from you, Priest.
Mid-range.
Okay.
Work on his mid-range. Work on his ability to see the floor when he gets in trouble. When he gets double, and when he gets in trouble, the ability to see the floor and know where to go with the ball. Just know where to go with the ball. And a little bit more ball handling.
Okay,
and
that's
just
it.
Attention to detail when it comes to rebounding, right? But they ask him to do so much in terms of defense, scoring, the whole nine, that part of his attention right now at 21 years old, he's not well-rounded enough in the game and been around the game in the pressure of playing the game to understand that yet. He will get there. But to say he can't rebound is ludicrous.
Mm.
He can. It's just about him being in the game enough and then understanding what he needs to do to win, to learn how to win, and that you'll see him do it. That dude, I think he's as close to Ant-Man's potential than anybody else out there. He's at 6'7", 6'8".
I just don't see the natural shooting, man. You know, sometimes when you see something, it's natural. That's where I'm like, I just don't see that with Kuminga in regard to being able to, from the outside, do those fadeaways. And he hits them. Don't get me wrong. That's where I'm like, that's where I got to see improvement from him.
You know who didn't have that at all? Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Hmm. Oh, Stoney.
His shot was broken.
Mm.
That's why they got rid of him. They didn't think he'd ever be able to shoot the three. Now look at it. See, what I'm trying to say is this, bro. It's all about the work you put in.
Well,
Jaylen Brown couldn't shoot a lick. He came into the league as a defensive player. Right?
No, I got you, Priest.
Yeah, good stuff.
We're up against it. Priest, we love you, as always.
Well, you got the bag, but yeah. Wow, man. About Gilgeous, you agree with that?
With what?
That his shot was broken. Jaylen Brown, I agree with.
Well, and maybe Priest gave us a little insight. It's about the work you put in.
All right.
And maybe he's not putting the work in enough. I don't know.
It's a big summer.
Well, it's over now.
Well, you're right. And we'll see if you put in the work.
Yeah. I like Kuminga. I don't see him ever as the number one player on a team that's really successful. I guess I don't have to make that decision right now. Priest's right about that. And he's, 40, 45, going rate.
And that's it.
I don't know.
Cost of doing business, partner.
Yeah, well.
I got the Bob Myers.
I'm not.
Well, that's you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2024 Red and Gold Summit is set for Wednesday, September 4th. Once again, we'll be live from the beautiful Fremont Bank at 39150 Fremont Boulevard. Willard and Dibs will be live from 2 to 4, and then all the hosts will be on from 4 to 6, getting you ready for another football season. Come out and have some fun. It's open to the public. First come, first served.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Simply going to a strip club is not unprofessional.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
What were you listening to?
No, I was just reading John Lynch's quote about Brandon Ayuk.
What'd he say?
You let me bring it up.
Sure.
We were thrilled to draft Brandon in 2020 and are now equally excited to have him in the fold for years to come, said President of Football Operations and General Manager John Lynch. Brandon is a special talent who is a warrior on the field and plays with the passion that we look for in 49ers. We look forward to Brandon continuing to be a part of what we strive to accomplish as an organization. Well said. Bravo.
So that's it?
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't say anything like, of course, this is going to cost this Deebo Samuel?
Stop, man. Why are you worried about it?
I'm not worried about it.
You lock in and get ready for this year.
I'm not worried about
it. It's just like life.
I'm just stating a fact.
The best present.
Yeah, this ought to be good.
No, the biggest gift you can get is the present. Quit worrying about, you talk about me worrying. It's this year. You got everybody except Big Trent.
Hey, you think Priest likes Kuminga? Oh.
Good guys.
Oh, I guess I'm snitching.
Yeah, no.
Sorry.
No, I told him myself with that one. But, yeah, he's fond of JK.
I mean.
I'm just ready for football, Stoney. I'm fiending.
I still got to wait a week.
And then we got basketball right under it.
Thank you.
Those Sundays. Yeah, all football.
And then baseball will come back in the spring.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, baseball.
No Bay Area playoff baseball here, Jack.
No, it doesn't look that way.
Priest was also, this was brought from D. Lou on the YouTube chat, fond of Wiseman. And so was I. Hey, I was in the club. All right.
That's true, he was. Yep. But I think Priest still thinks Wiseman's got a shot.
Hey, he's still in Detroit?
No, he's in Indiana.
Oh, right, my bad. Come on, Goo. I'm rooting for him.
Where they just signed the Curry stopper. Yeah,
stop saying that.
T.J. McConnell.
There's only one Curry stopper. Dellavedova.
Who do you think does the best job on Curry? The best defensive job on Steph Curry? I'll just tell you the guy who came to my mind.
And I'm going to give you one. Go ahead.
I'll tell you the guy I thought guarded him terrific was Caruso.
Oh, that's a great one. Can I give you another
one? As good
as you
can, yeah.
Well, you're going to say no, Dugu. Holiday. I thought Holiday always bothered Curry. Mm. You can't stop the chef, but he made it hard, Steiny. But you're right with Caruso. Spadoni's favorite player.
Good player.
Yeah.
Anybody else out there? Who gives? Has anybody ever asked Steph who his toughest matchup is?
Now, as much as we sat down with him, I don't think we have.
Well, we haven't sat down with him much lately.
Well, some.
He's going to.
Nah, we'll make up for it this year. I don't even want to jinx anything anymore.
Hawaii.
Antonio.
KCP.
Yep, good
That's
one.
That's a good one. I'll take good that one. From a Veggie Delight.
Antonio in Oakland. Hey, Antonio. You're ready to roll, huh? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready to roll, man. Like, I don't care about Brock Purdy's contract, man. Like, forget all that. Whoever we lose next year, this year, it's all about this year, 2024, man. Like, we have a chance to, you know, win a Super Bowl, contend again. That's all we can ask for. And as far as who guarded Curry the best, like, I've never really saw anybody really guard him. Drew Holiday don't really guard him all that great, man. So, I mean, Steph towards everybody. You know, I rock with Drew Holiday, man. He helped the Celtics win the title. But I'm just saying, though, Curry's a, you know, GOAT point guard, man. What you talking about?
Yep. You know what?
He's in my starting lineup, Antonio.
You know what? I love Antonio, but he's the kind of fan that of.
I love Ken. Well, he's a machine back there.
Oh,
he's got Curry answering this question.
Oh,
to play against.
There's a group of three that always, you know.
Wow.
The light bulb went off when they were on the court. It was Drew Holiday, Tony Allen, and Ron Artest. Actually, I didn't get to play too many games against him, but he was. He had the strongest hands you've ever seen in your life. If you put the ball around him, he'd just smack it right out of your hand.
Damn. Drew, I got it. Good call, Kay. Kay, how did you remember that?
You got to Google it sometimes.
Oh, boy. Steiny, see, this Artest was a badass. This is where
I'm going to be like my brother. Yeah, Curry's wrong. Those aren't the three guys that guard him the best.
That's pretty good, man. That's pretty good.
Well, you know what?
Drew Holiday special.
I mean, the thing
Milwaukee effed up. I love you, Dame. You tricked that off. You won one with him. You thought he was the weak link. Sent him to a team that acquired him, and then they won. Make it make sense. And I love Dame, but Steiny ain't playing no defense. I love me some Dame. You got him at the wrong time. Now you got to score 200 to win. Come on. Wow. Giannis is out that day.
Boy. He just got a contract extension like a year ago.
Yeah, things can happen.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's another thing I just love is, you know, Giannis is under contract for 3 more years. Oh, he'll make it stink. Well, Curry's under contract for 3 years. Oh, he loves it here. He'll never leave.
That's pretty good.
He'll never leave. He'll never leave.
And it's not Ron Artest, Steph. It's Meta World Peace.
You know, I'll tell you right now. He said he didn't play against Artest much. That means when he played against Artest, it was early in Curry's career, kind of when he was scrawny. No wonder Artest just took the ball from him.
Because he has metamorphosed his... I mean, Steiny, look at his body.
Stop it.
Who said I was listening?
Just stop it.
Was it Spadonian?
Look at his body. Look at him.
Ken, help me out. Somebody said they saw Steph, and in person they looked a little smaller than they thought. Or was that Will? Somebody was on our airwaves saying, that was like, nah, Steph is bigger. Traps, arms.
Size matters.
It does, Bob. I'll figure it out before we get out of here.
He's 6'3".
No, but he's, like you said, he used to be Bobby Brady body. Now he's like, he got some two-piece.
He's just a man. He puts his shoes on and ties his shoelaces.
Yellow jacket on the YouTube. Dame equals empty calories. I think that is what I was trying to say.
What about a year ago? How long has he been empty calories? His whole career?
Oh, hell no.
I don't know what Yellow Jacket's saying. He's empty calories right now?
He'll give you 50.
Can he be not empty calories next year?
Well, he was hurt this year. Yeah, it hurt him.
Oh, boy. What do we got here? We got Willard coming in.
Yeah.
Who's in?
Grandy!
Oh, I'll take.
Yeah, my man.
Well, hold on a sec. He's in the studio.
Well, who are you?
Hey,
that's my guy.
Hey, Grandy.
I love you. That's my dude, man.
Hey, Grandy, Willard didn't let you on the mic today? Or is he going to keep you in the booth?
Dude, I hated that.
Not his decision.
I know, Grandy. Stoney's just messing with you mess with
me,
bud.
He's in the boss's ear. I'm scared of Willard. All right. Now he's got me shook because he's staring at me.
You're scary. Stand up to him.
I'm scared of Willard. All right. We are almost at the weekend, and it is... Yeah, go ahead. Jump in.
What you got, Willie?
I'm not like some of those other hosts that are proprietary.
What to do? Don't tell me what to do.
Oh, should be a good crossover today. Should be a real good crossover today. He's already texted me that I got to be here till 2:13.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's fine. It's fine. Today's fine.
After the John Sally, you know.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. Let's see. What do we got here? What's coming up next on the game? It's presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking. Also, let me remind you one more time, the 2024 Red and Gold Summit. It's set for Wednesday, September 4th. Once again, we're going to be live from the beautiful Fremont Bank, 39150 Fremont Boulevard. Willard and Dibbs, they'll be there from 2 to 4, and then all the hosts join from 4 to 6. It's open to the public, first come, first served. That segment also brought to you by Safeway.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.